and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. It is 719, 71 degrees on our way to near 100 with heat index readings around 110 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Coralie Owens. Coralie is the HR manager with Norfolk Iron and Metal and also a member of the Human Resource Professionals Association of Greater Emporia. Big event coming up next week, the 11th Annual Emporia Area Business Conference. Coralie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on here, Ron.
Good to have you here.
Glad to have you. So how's the final prep work going with the business conference now a week out?
Well, we've got quite a few things to get ready. We've got a lot of our vendors that we wanted to thank. We are underwritten by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas. And there is breakfast and lunch. So the sponsors for that are Brown & Brown, and then Brown's Shoe Fit, and then Classic Vending.
Well, Coralie, let's talk about the conference and what it all entails. This is the 11th Annual Emporia Area Business Conference, and we mentioned it's coming up next week, which is July 19th at the Anderson Building. So what will the conference entail?
So we have six different speakers, and this is our one-day event. So it's designed to keep business owners, managers, human resource professionals up to date in our ever-changing world. The conference, as you said, is July 19th, and we have registration at 7:45. And then the welcome and announcements will begin at 8:15 with our first speaker at 8:30.
Who do you have as your featured speakers here this time around next week?
We have Tim Davis. He's out of Kansas City. He's an attorney, and he's going to speak on the laws that are changing. It's a legal update for 2023. We've had him every year. Last year he spoke on, he called it the last dance with Mary Jane. So he was talking about the marijuana laws and how those are changing in all the states around the United States.
Tom Petty just came to mind. I apologize.
nope, that's what happened last time I brought that.
I thought so. How important is that here from your perspective here, Coralie, to get that legal update before you even go into anything else? Because obviously the law is fluid and there can be some pretty significant changes from year to year.
Absolutely. Very important. In fact, our speaker in August is going to be on the changes for nursing mothers. So a lot of employers may not be aware or familiar with things that they are required to do, and if they are not in compliance, they could set themselves up for a lawsuit. So we definitely encourage anyone who's in any sort of leadership, supervisors, business owners, to think about joining HR Page. We do meet monthly, the second Wednesday of every month down at the Chamber. We do have speakers on all different topics. But this is a one-day event where you can come and have six different speakers on six different topics. So the second speaker is managing workplace toxicity. So we're excited about Melody coming and speaking on that.
And let's touch on the other topics then, Coralie. What other topics will be touched on?
So our 11 o'clock speaker is going to be identifying theft, Ginger Elsbergman with Housing and Credit Counseling out of Topeka. So it's estimated that every 22 seconds someone's identity is stolen. And we were talking to Tegan about that last month. And the reason that this is very important is because when your employee is distracted because they have something outside of work going on, it makes them either less productive or, you know, their morale is down. So sometimes it's addressing those things that are happening in their personal lives that helps them also in their work life.
And I know you have a representative from the Arnold Group participating.
We do. Phil Hayes. He's from Wichita, but they have an office, of course, here in Emporia. And so I know I've known Phil for about 15 years. he comes out to my plant and he does training with our supervisors. So we always have him come and speak either at our monthly HR page. He was, in fact, there in January. Or he's going to speak on HR 101. So this will be very beneficial for people that are maybe not in an HR role but have some sort of job description where that is part of their duties. So he's going to talk about the basics of human resources, such as what documents need to be kept in a personnel file, you know, what needs to be kept separate, like you need to keep medical separate, what's considered a reasonable accommodation so that you can be in compliance with the ADA. And employers with more than 15 employees are required to be in compliance with the ADA.
Well, and then on top of that, you have a couple of interesting presentations at the end, one dealing with what sounds like conflict resolution, and also one that deals with workplace investigations.
We do, and the one on the health system is going to be a local speaker, so Steve Bazan from Newman Regional Health. So he's going to talk about the importance of, you know, prioritizing your life health and mental health and well-being in order to have that confidence to face the management conflict or manage conflict. And then we do have another attorney. So he's from Folsken Seifkins, and it's Forest Rhodes. I've heard him talk numerous times. So he will be very educational on how to keep you out of the court by doing an effective investigation and handling those, hopefully, in-house. And if it does go to court, then you'll have everything that you need in a row. So he'll be very informative.
Yeah, great lineup of speakers and topics. The 11th Annual Emporia Area Business Conference, July 19th, and this will be at the Anderson Building. Conference schedule will start at 7:45 with registration. Well, how do we get registered, Coralie, and what's the cost?
Okay, go to hrpage.shrm.org. So that's hrpage.shrm.org. It is $40 now since it's past July 1st. But do remember, we have breakfast burritos from Radius that Browns has purchased for us. And then we will have lunch provided. I believe it's going to be a sandwich buffet. We're going to get that confirmed today. And then, of course, there's a happy hour that Aramark sponsored. It's going to be on Friday after the event, so July 21st from 4 to 6 at 627 Event Space.
Outstanding. Coralie, before we let you go, you mentioned here a little bit about HR Page and the work that it does here for human resource professionals. The question I wanted to ask you is how different the picture is for HR professionals now versus when you joined HR Page?
When I first started, everyone was just starting to get into that human resource, the companies. So a lot of people that got put in those positions were like in accounting positions. And so we are a representative not only of the employee, but also of the company. And so we want to improve the work, the worker, and the workplace. So this is a great group where you would have some resources that you could go and ask questions to, so that you can make sure to have the place where everyone wants to work and that everyone is taken care of and they're healthy and they're happy and productive.
That does help, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds good. Well, Coralie, thanks so much for joining us, giving us the late preview, and I hope you have a great turnout here next week.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Coralie. Have a great day.
All right. Bye, Ron. Bye, Chuck.
All righty. Coralie Owens, who is the HR manager at Norfolk Iron and Metal and a member of the Human Resources Professionals Association of Greater Emporia. They're having their 11th annual Emporia Area Business Conference. Great lineup, great topics coming up July 19th. Get registered today.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our morning show slate of interviews specifically for the Newsmaker spot, the only available spot that we have over the next week and a half happens to be a week from tomorrow on the 20th. Everything else is full, and we're starting to fill now to close out the week of the 24th as well. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Olpe City Clerk Joyce Wilson joins us tomorrow morning as we talk about all the Olpe Down Home activities set for Saturday.
Coming up this Saturday, that is right. Our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive. It is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. 727, good morning, 72 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Swimsuit? Check. Flip-flops? Check. Sunscreen? Check. You're ready to spend the summer at